Welcome to the Adam Freeland Show podcast. We have JD McCann today.
It's great to be here.
JD. JDF. Two middle names.
I thought it would be the opposite of like Madonna. You know, it's fancy people can go by one name, and that if I went by four names, that would make me seem humble.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
His name is not my name, but very close.
You have a podcast. You want to promote it right now?
James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I'm trying to buy a boat. $500,000. We're a long way away.
What is a catamaran? It's the one with two pontoons.
It's with a net, right?
It has. It can have a net in the middle, but it's two hulls, we would say.
Yeah.
Two holes?
Hull. H-U-L-L.
Yeah. You said it right. He's being an asshole.
I don't know where the accent falls down. Not an asshole. Really? I can't say water. I can't say.
That sounds like water. We speak the same language.
That's true. Well, yeah. I keep saying, can we throw that in the bin? And people look at me like I'm
so
mental.
He's so used to just having other people's words in one ear, out the other, that there's no context to it.
What was
that? So we're talking about a boat. And I say, it's the one with two pontoons. And you go, it's got two hulls. Now, if you're listening to the conversation.
Well, I also said there was a net.
See, he's not listening now.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening to the conversation, you know we're talking about boats. And you say, we would say hulls. And then he goes, holes?
Well, it was a kind of a comedy podcast thing that I'm on purpose. I knew you said
hole. I mean, it's the one thing you don't want.
And I was like, oh, is that like a pussy and a butthole? You know, and it wasn't very funny.
Like
a cloaca.
I rescind my complaint. I didn't realize you were joking.
It was of course it was a joke.
I thought you were racist towards our
guest. Why would a boat have a hole in it? It's the worst thing for a boat to have.
We had an Indian person on last week, and they were like, I can't wait to have dinner. And he's like, a dinar?
Dinar. I thought that was a currency that they have.
You had an Indian person on last week?
Yeah, we did. Modi, the Prime Minister.
Narendra Modi?
Yeah.
He's keeping India strong.
He is, yeah.
I have big conversations with every Uber driver I have about Modi.
Really?
Yeah.
He came here and did like a Nazi rally, and there was like, didn't he do it at like Madison Square Garden? You remember that? And like 2015, there was like this big Indian nationalist event.
Yeah, they hate Muslims, right?
They go quiet about their hatred of Christians, but there are very strong. They don't like us for eating the cow, and they're a big, strong anti-Christian, anti.
Did you see RRR
propaganda? Triple R?
Yeah.
No.
There's a movie
out of
India. He's
like, you know, the wrestler Triple X.
Yeah.
It's like him, but he's retarded.
Yeah.
Like Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H.
Hold on.
Yeah. I was saying, or the movie Triple H. The joke works either way.
Triple
X, but it's a guy that's retarded instead of being into like skateboarding.
Well, they had Eugene. That was their last big experiment into retarded wrestlers.
Oh, is that a wrestler? I don't know anything about wrestling.
Oh, that was Eugene. The last great era of wrestling was Eugene. There was a man who would be retarded, who would come out and was really good at wrestling, but he couldn't button
strong?
His shirt up correctly. Strong, knew all the moves.
Was he playing retarded or was he?
I think he was playing.
Yeah, because that's dangerous. Because they could like accidentally like of mice and men, like you know, like you know, he doesn't know his own strength.
Oh no, that was the
you know,
conceit.
The Rock was almost the radio when he was like choosing his persona.
Yeah, because the football thing.
Well, the movie had just come out.
Yeah,
you know, and he was
a football player.
He was like, I gotta decide. I got two choices.
All the catchphrases still work.
Yeah,
I'm gonna shove it up your can. Yeah.
I want some candy. Doesn't he say that?
What is the Rock smelling?
What you cooking, mama?
The Rock has come back to
good.
San Diego.
You guys smell good,
that
mama.
That is what a special man would say.
Yeah, right.
But then they left that. They left the... Everyone in wrestling now just seems like a normal person who wants to wrestle.
Yeah.
I checked back in with wrestling recently.
I never
it's
really...
Not good.
It's not good. They don't have star power anymore.
I never really got into wrestling. And I'll bring this up to people who are into wrestling. And to me, it's such an interesting thing. And they're like, yeah, of course. But there was a guy named Mr. Ass.
Nice. When was
and
that?
He would wear underwear that says, hey, pal, look at my ass.
What era
was
that?
That was a good conceit back in the... I assume that's the Attitude Era?
Yeah. No, Mr. I think it was earlier. What is the Attitude Era? Late 90s?
That was WWF. Yeah.
Yes. Like and then there's a beautiful renaissance right up until Chris Benoit murders his family.
Yeah.
And then there's a little sour taste.
That's when wokeness took over.
I was on a bus from Pittsburgh to Cleveland next to a man who was on speed. And he spoke to me about Chris Benoit murdering his family for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And he was saying that every wrestler was his uncle. He was like, Kurt Angle, he's my uncle. Uh-huh. And, you know, do you remember all the Samoan wrestlers? Yeah. He was my uncle.
You're like,
you start adding it together.
You're like, where are you taking this bus? And he's like, what bus?
It was, yeah, he showed me his girlfriend who was a Filipino pop star.
Yeah.
But he was on speed. He let me know he was on speed at the start of the bus ride.
Oh, he disclosed.
And it's like that thing of I don't, you know what? Lying is wrong under all circumstances, but how much do you buy into a man's psychosis when you can't escape?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was great.
Yeah.
So Chris Benoit, you have to agree with everything, though, if you're in that scenario.
No, he was like, there's God, but there's the devil, and they're both good guys, and we should be paying them both respect.
Oh, the yin and yang. Yeah.
Yes, he knows that's, if you read enough of the Tao, that's what you turn into, is this man. I feel bad talking about him just because he was such a sweet boy. He was going to go to wrestling school.
No, you described him as a man on speed, but now he's a boy. Was this a young man or?
I mean, it was hard to tell because I think he'd done some hard living, but he was somewhere between 22 and 47 years old.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
You never know.
Mercy me. What, he had the chops and the moustache.
Was he buff?
No, not at all.
He didn't have a body for wrestling even. He was probably.
He was going to get one.
He was going to get one.
He was sure that he was going to get one, and he told me he was strong. And I gave him my Instagram. I didn't know he wanted my phone, so I gave him my Instagram handle. And
he
then
goes, great to meet you, JD.
Within a couple of days, yes.
He calls you JD
he'd
too.
He wiped his Instagram. I tried not to tell him my name, but no, I assume he knows.
That's our thing.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's all right. I would never do that with him. This is special with us.
It's our special thing. I last night I went to like a movie premiere thing at Metrograph, and afterwards I was in the same room as Elvis. Not to brag. Austin Butler.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
But the interesting thing was, I looked at him, I was like, oh, golly, wow, look at him. He's look at this beautiful Elvis over there. And every girl I was with was like, he's unattractive. And every guy I was with was like, he looks so good. But I think that there is a type of handsomeness I just discovered last night that's just for guys.
Sure.
I didn't realize.
One other example of a handsome guy.
I think that Ryan Reynolds and what's his name? The fucking Blade Runner guy. Barbie movie.
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
The two Ryans.
No, women love the Ryans.
I think that's AstroTurf. Though.
You know the opposite. I'll tell you the opposite.
I think that's mainly...
The opposite is Timothy Chalamet.
It's a conceit that, men will be like, oh, look how hot that guy is. And it's like, in what sense? And you're like, on paper, right? Like, my understanding of it.
It blew my mind. Every girl was like, no, he's not hot at all. I was like, what the hell? He's beautiful, but I think it's just for us, for the fellas.
I was walking on the street behind two male models earlier today. Very funny, listening to their conversation. All I picked up was one of them goes, how crazy would it be if all the homies showed up in colored contacts?
So cool.
It's just their living Zoolander.
I wish we were them.
They were good.
Off to a gasoline fight.
It was good stuff. Both of them very handsome, and then like just these sort of like waifish bodies to just drape clothes on.
It is weird when you see the supermodel. I saw one on the subway, I believe today.
They had the same gait as like, you know, like old Texas guys. For whatever reason, in like the 50s, there was this idea of masculinity where you had just this kind of skeletal, like weak body.
Yes.
Particularly the lower half where they have like rickets or like some sort of bone disease where they're...
Well, they have like spurs,
there's
right?
They walk like a doll.
Like a marionette. Where,
who's the North by Northwest guy? Who's that? Is that Carrie?
Carrie Grant.
Albert I wish Brooks. It was Albert Brooks. Yeah. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
It would be a much funnier movie. But there are whole scenes based around him being so handsome that like there's a woman in a hospital bed who cannot believe she's seeing such a handsome man. He looks like an old,
I think he looks
skinny
good.
Man.
Yeah.
He looks fine. It's a Wonderful Life. Jimmy Stewart is portrayed as a very sexy man.
He doesn't look good to me. Films. Yeah.
Well, they would do that. I mean, the best of that is Humphrey Bogart back in the 30s.
Yes.
Just this guy that looks like a janitor.
But then he starts
dancing.
They'll
be like, listen, I love you. People are like, oh, stop. Stop,
Wait,
Humphrey.
Wait, Humphrey Bogart wasn't dancing?
Stop, Mr. Fuck me, Mr. Bogart. Please. Yeah.
No, go away.
I think the opposite of the Elvis guy is the bear guy. Because when his like Calvin Klein underwear stuff came out, I was like,
that
he looks like
and
shit.
Get very excited while
he looks like
happening.
A rat and his body looks like a penis.
No, it's the rat
like
boy.
Like a veiny
Sabrina
penis.
Sabrina Carpenter's boyfriend.
Who is that guy?
He's a very
John
ratty
Carpenter.
Famous man.
John Carpenter.
they're bringing the band back together. Yeah. They've got to watch the anorexia this time around. He's doing
soundscapes. I like to imagine John Carpenter. He's like at a family event, and it's like maybe it's a distant cousin or a cousin, right? And it's Thanksgiving, but the guy, you know, he's not doing as well as John Carpenter, so the house is kind of small, right? So they all have a big meal. And John Carpenter, oops, he had a little too much salted caramel. And he's like, you'll have to excuse me. I have to go to the bathroom. And he goes in the bathroom, but he brings a very tiny synthesizer in there with him. And through the closed door, you can just hear like, he's just covering the sound of him having very loud diarrhea.
Just splashes.
With synthesizer music. As he's struggling, as you hear like, it gets louder, you know.
This is an American thing, is the loud fan in the toilet, the pointlessly loud
Mine broke fan. As soon as I moved into my apartment, and there's been a hole in the ceiling for 7 years.
They'll get right to that, your landlord, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what, you have friends and family over, and they just hear each other defecating?
I don't know, friends and family.
No. I was once in a very bad apartment in Sydney, and I was with a woman. We'd moved in together. It was one of the first places we'd lived. Uh-huh. And the toilet, it was such a bad apartment, there were French doors on the toilet. Uh-huh. So we'd have to
on
run
the
shower
the
while we
would forget
shit.
To open them, and you'd shit all over the doors?
Just so that you can enter a saloon in a very dramatic way when you sit down on the toilet. Mm-hmm. That would be great if the toilet itself had Wild West style swinging doors.
I would say slide open like elevator doors. I would do the end of Independence Day every time I took a shit.
But flying into
doors to close as I'm shitting. And I'd have a cigar in my mouth. Welcome to Earth! And then half the time it doesn't work. I end up with shit all smeared
constipated,
all over my ass.
You could do it like the start of Indiana Jones, where the door's closing very slowly, and you've got to get the shit out in time.
That's what the idea was. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen Independence Day. It's more of an American thing.
Well, I've just watched John Adams. I'm halfway through the John Adams
Great
show.
Great show.
I'm watching it with Chain, who just gets drunk and tells me that Australia's weak because we never declared independence. But I don't know what your big kerfuffle was with the beautiful crown. The sensitive, they just want to.
Well,
we
didn't want to pay taxes.
They were taxing you so little.
But they were fighting like seven other wars, so we just like fought for a little bit, and then they were like, we have to get back to the other wars.
They did let you go.
Yeah. The American Revolution's awesome.
Yeah, it's sick.
Well, it's.
Yeah, have some fucking respect.
It's funny how you learn about the Boston Tea. Are they still teaching the Boston Tea Party in schools?
I think so.
Was like a good thing.
That's like you learn that first grade.
I know, but
it's a huge deal.
Even in like school, when you're learning it, you're like, what do you mean? Why did they dress
it doesn't
up
make
like
sense.
Native Americans?
Yeah.
And so they just.
What's
like,
the. Yeah, they had
like,
to make
we're
it racist.
We're going to blame it on the fucking. We're going to make the British
the perfect
the fucking savages did it.
Is that what it was for? It could be a sign of respect to the native
I doubt
people.
It was a sign of respect.
No, I don't know if we respect it.
We need to be as brave as the braves.
You guys do land acknowledgement?
Non-stop. It's a little awkward at the moment because we just had a big vote on whether or not
Who started that? Canada?
Peter Dutton.
How do you know Peter Dutton? Are you following that closely, though?
People
in Australia still don't know Peter
Gillard.
Gillard's out. Yeah. We like to change prime ministers every 2.5 years.
Peter Dutton was the prime minister when we were there, and he looked like a penis, right?
Leader
he was
of the
a
opposition.
Cop from Queensland.
He has full alopecia, I think. No eyebrows.
The bald guy. Yeah. He looked like shit.
There's a Voldemort-like quality.
Yeah.
But sadly, he's currently the most charismatic.
Who's the guy that ate the onion? Like an
that
apple?
That was Tony.
Tony.
Tony
Abbott. That was
he
the
had
best
a real
one.
Personality.
He was like 75 IQ, right?
I think he was smart, and he was afraid of saying what he truly believed. He was a very conservative Catholic.
Which is what?
Well, contraception should be taken off all the shelves. And
oh, yeah, you can't say
abortion
that.
Abortion doctors should be treated with that respect.
Mm-hmm.
But then he just ate onions instead so that people...
Like an apple.
That was funny.
That's cool. I think it's awesome.
It's a hip thing to do. It's a strong man.
Who's the guy now?
We've got Anthony Albanese, who's
Italian.
No, he's... strong leader. I would love one exciting, strong Australian to just declare, you know, we've got nuclear weapons now. We're taking over the region.
Do Italians in...
Australia doesn't have nukes, do they?
No, but we make all the uranium.
Yeah.
So we could do it.
Yeah. Well, do they make... How does that... Like, they mine the uranium or they enrich it also?
I think we only mine it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to think we're like the Japanese or the Israelis where you secretly have a nuclear weapon, but...
Mm-hmm. They do?
I don't think we do. Who? The Japanese?
Israel?
Apparently. No?
No, I don't think so.
Well, they would want one. Lickety split. South Africa had them and got rid of them. Do you know this?
Did they?
South Africa, they had secretly had nuclear weapons
on black people.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. That was their nuclear option. But then just before Nelson Mandela came in, they said, we've gotten rid of the nuclear weapons. We'll have the black guys in charge, but we do not trust them with the nuclear weapons.
That's awesome.
De Klerk got rid of them. I lived there for like a year when I was a kid.
In South Africa?
We moved back. My parents are from Cape Town.
Boy, and what is the Jewish South African connection?
His family is crazy. Lithuanians, he's lived in South Africa. He's lived in Israel.
Yeah.
And his family.
Nazi Germany.
In the 1930s, they went from Brooklyn to Nazi Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
They go, they're going to need one or two. They're going to need a couple of them.
We were like.
We'll help.
No, we were like, let's see what this is all about. Yeah.
Can't be as bad as they're saying.
No, we were there. They were there for like two generations. Then I was born in L.A. But when I was a kid, Nelson Mandela like spoke at my grandma's synagogue, and he was like, "Tell the kids to come back and like build the new country." But like all my parents' generation all left, but all the grannies are still there.
Yeah.
Complaining, and refusing to leave.
I mean, I think whatever anti-Semitism there is in Australia is because we only have South African Jewry.
They're awful.
I feel so safe here.
But it's
not like.
But it's
home.
They all go to Sydney though, because it's like
they do
Cape
all
Town.
Go to Sydney. Yeah. I live next to the Anne Frank Museum.
My cousins all live in Sydney. Yeah,
that's nuts. They live in Bondi. During World War II, they thought the Japanese were going to come over the beaches, and so the real estate went down, and all the Jews got to move to the most beautiful beaches. Smart.
The north. They move. They live in the north of Sydney.
Is the North Shore
on the beach? On the beach. Yeah.
Well, you
looks
don't want
nice.
To go out west. It's so beautiful.
It's really nice place. I went to the beach with Stav. Nick didn't come with us.
It was too hot. It was like fucking 180.
That's why you go
outside.
To the beach.
Yeah, I don't know.
You survived in Austin for this is my biggest Austin complaint, is it's unlivable for 3 months.
No,
a year.
You stay there long enough and then you adjust to it. There was one summer I was there where the temperature like just didn't go below 100 even at nighttime for like the entire summer. But I was drunk the whole, you just get drunk all the time and you don't think about it.
Did you go to the springs?
Not Barton Springs.
Barton
I never
Springs?
Went to Barton Springs once. Where I would go is Krause Springs.
I didn't know there was a second Springs.
There's a lot of they got them all over Texas. But Krause Springs is real nice.
I did my first flip last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a springboard and I did a flip into the water.
Awesome. How'd it feel?
It felt incredible.
You should try a backflip. It's easier.
No.
It's easier.
I refuse to believe that.
Backflips,
I was so excited to do my forward flip.
Did your wife see you do it?
They
no.
feel,
what a bitch.
She was at home.
They feel
babe,
more
look.
Natural because you just throw your legs over your head.
There was a man.
That's
I told
scary.
Everyone in the line I was going to try and do a flip, and he said, you got to look at your own butt. So that's what I went with. And there
that's
was no cheering
advice.
When I came out
I used
out
to be able
water,
to do but. Flips off diving boards easily. And then one time I just fucking like smacked hard on my back, knocked the wind out of myself.
And the fear got into you.
Yeah, it created a mental block, and then I just couldn't do it anymore.
Ah, you were Simone Biles at the backflip.
Yeah. So she's back in the Olympics now or just commenting on it on Instagram?
No,
she was
she
back.
Won all the stuff. I
oh,
think.
She's back.
Yeah, she did good.
But they changed the rules to let her win.
I remember.
Shut up, dude.
No, they did. She's doing all
come
these big
on.
Flips
coming
in
over
a
to
slightly
Mike.
Sloppy way. And they said, that's what we want now.
Too sloppy
it
for you.
It used to be a very skinny girl doing something unimaginative flawlessly.
You like it
and
skinny.
I liked when there was a 14-year-old who'd do something that was not remarkable but didn't make any mistakes. That was what gymnastics used to be. And now it's all big, sturdy ladies doing a million flips and then... At the end.
She's not big, dude. She's like 4 or 5
we're compared to the past.
We're gonna delete this, but we're not gonna keep this joke in here.
You won't leave that in?
He just beep it, actually.
You want to move tickets and you refuse to put that in the podcast?
Yeah. I don't
madness.
You don't want that.
You have a solution right in front of you
not
for
worth
moving
it.
Lots of tickets.
It's very funny.
Different kinds of tickets, different cities, but.
Good. I kind of saw it coming.
Oh, you saw it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Adam already thought of that joke.
I didn't think of that joke. Yeah. I just know how your head works.
I was thinking that already.
Actually, I said it to Nick.
I
told Nick that.
Actually, I kind of came up with that before.
Actually, I was the first person to say it. Actually, I thought it, and then Nick read my mind.
I was living just outside of Pittsburgh for my first 3 months in America, and I got to go to the Mr. Rogers Museum in Pittsburgh. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
All the other museums are so we stole this land. Slavery was a terrible thing. You go to that museum, it's just a man in a cardigan saying, I love
they
you.
They should start doing Mr. Rogers acknowledgments at the beginning of events.
Well, you take your shoes off and you let everybody know it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
You have a moment of silence and then a tiny train goes behind you.
It would be a step up.
Yeah.
It's weird when you go to a festival and they're doing the land acknowledgement. They mandate it at every show.
In Australia.
Yeah, so you'll do like the Melbourne Comedy Festival and then they'll have a pre-recorded thing that you have to play at the start of the show. And then like, you know, you're watching the fattest drag act in the history of time.
Now, I don't really know too much about this stuff at all, but my perception of things is that the like racial antagonism in New Zealand isn't as...
No, I think they have a better situation.
They have a better situation, and it seems like the reason for that is because like the Maori won, basically.
Oh, I mean, I can go into detail on this.
I would love you to.
I think they'd be a part of that. Geographically, it's a better situation where New Zealand is small enough that you can basically have your own thing going on and then come in and have a call center job. Australia, that's never going to happen. But yeah, the Maori got a treaty and fought them to a standstill and then took the guns that they got in the treaty and went and did another genocide, their own genocide, just so that they felt they could do it.
What?
On the Chatham Islands to the Moriori.
Oh, okay.
Who are peace-loving people. As they were being invaded, they held a meeting and they said, should we fight back? Should we break our pacifist principles? They decided not to and they were eaten.
Mm-hmm.
There's apparently a couple were kept in slavery afterwards. But I think that has helped the Europeans and the Maori come to an understanding.
Is that they were also genocidal.
We're all drenched in blood. Yeah. We're all bad people.
Yeah.
Let's do a haka
together.
Let's
do the dance, yeah.
And the dance hasn't hurt them. I mean, that's really... The fact that white people get
to
do the dance
as well.
No, the
dance eventually did. This is the thing. Because I always hated the haka.
Nick hated
it. I always thought it was...
No, shame on you.
I always hated it. I just thought it was so stupid. And then, like, I mean, it doesn't... Like, of all the things that Maori have, like defending Zion in the second Matrix movie, you know, it's like they've done a lot of good.
Yeah. And Lord of the Rings.
But I always thought that dance was so stupid. And then I don't know if you saw this, but during COVID, they did the haka at the vaccine.
The anti-vaccine haka.
And then we never had to hear from it again. No more haka. We're taking the haka away. Because it was crazy. I remember they did a haka for 9/11.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is a fairly common thing in the antipodes where you're feeling a bit emotional. You'll watch a haka. Have a little cry. Watch a haka montage.
Yeah.
A schoolboy has died in a car accident and the whole community comes together to Hamata!
Yeah.
Slapping and the tongues out.
It's cool.
No,
I'm familiar
beautiful.
With it.
I can't believe you don't love it.
Cape Town last time, I went kayaking.
I didn't watch it. I didn't even look at the controversy, but I prefer the opening to the Paris Olympics to the haka.
The fashion show.
Versus, apparently...
The they-them fashion show.
Trans, Satanist, whatever
it was pretty,
calling.
Pretty awesome, I think.
I don't understand
it. It got me ready for sports.
It's not even a good dance.
The haka?
Yeah.
Well,
it's like the worst line dancing I've ever seen in my life. Achy Breaky Heart is better than the haka.
Haka opened the door so Achy Breaky Heart...
Do you guys have a haka in South Africa or Australia?
No, I think in the 80s people started to have some Aboriginal dances that
they were too hard.
They were trying to bring everyone together. No, it's just like pretending to be an emu and
not scary enough.
It hasn't taken off. Yeah. And also they don't really like it when white people do it.
Yeah.
There was some of it in our breakdancing when she's doing the kangaroo dance that was very evocative of a 1980s.
Mm-hmm. People are being too nice to that girl. The breakdance girl.
What, you think they should be nasty to that lady?
Yeah, she's
living
stinks.
The dream.
She stinks.
She pretended to be good at a sport and got a free trip to the Olympics.
She
That's
stinks.
Every Aussie's...
What are you guys talking about?
There's a lady from Australia that was bad at breakdancing that went viral.
Oh, they breakdancing
for
at the
stinking.
Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, she stinks. Boo. Anyway, but last time I was in...
I'll back her in.
When I went on a kayak tour, like in the ocean, like in Cape Town.
Do they have video games at the Olympics yet? Have they like gotten the stoop
to
that level?
They have,
South Korea
they
can
have Madden.
Finally get a medal.
Yeah, they have Madden. Yeah. They have 2K and Madden tournaments.
They have video games.
Video games?
That is revolting.
I'm so excited for the 2028 Olympics.
Ugh.
They got to bring back city planning and free verse poetry.
Yeah, so I went to the Olympics for Sim City.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. Uh-huh. Yeah. I went on a kayak tour and the guy was like, yo, I was on the South African ice hockey, national ice hockey team. I was like, do you, like, are people good at that? He's like, no, it's like not that hard to get on it. Nice. But he's like, yeah, I played in New Zealand and they tried to do a haka on the ice. And he said guys were like falling down and stuff before the match.
You know, despite all this, I think what could restore the prestige of the Olympics if you just go no more professional athletes. It should go back to what it used to be.
100%.
Which is just fucking like just idiots. They're like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go to the Olympics.
Gentlemen seeing if they can run fast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
It should be like let the aristocrats of the day. Elon Musk should be allowed to go.
I want
to
see like four or five cardiac arrests at every event. Because it's a guy that's never done any exercise. He's like, I can run faster than this fucking idiot from Germany.
When's the last time someone's died at the Olympics?
Why? Well,
I'm sure it's happened.
I think it would happen all the time.
It should happen again. To get the guys back into it. Why are girls so into Olympics? My girlfriend was taking it way too seriously.
Because it's a girl thing. You don't have to commit to anything.
But
it's a couple
sports,
of weeks.
Though. It should be for the guys.
But it's a thing you only have to commit to for like 4 weeks. It's not a real interest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like being into Shark Week. You know what I mean? You're like, oh my God, I love Shark Week.
I'm obsessed.
Because you can't focus on anything but your phone for more than 30 seconds. So here's an event that lasts 2 weeks. You don't have to worry about being into it long term.
Yeah.
It's just a very short thing that you can get into.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I watched the ping pong final, girls ping pong final.
I didn't see that one.
And it was two Chinese ladies that both looked like little boys, and they were incredible. It was so exciting.
I watched the French get up. I think the French got up in the ping pong, and they beat an
They
Asian
made it
country.
Far.
It was. I think they might have won the gold medal. I could be getting the
France beat Asia.
Maybe it was for the bronze medal. France beat an Asian country. And
they beat Asia.
They looked like the Proclaimers. They were pasty white, bespectacled French guys, and they were so. The Japanese team was very disappointed.
Wait, it was
that
ping
they
pong doubles.
Ping pong doubles. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Dad, aren't you bumping into the other guy?
Dude, they should have beer pong in the.
How does that work? Did one of them stands on the table?
They played doubles for a while, and then they went back to one on one.
But how does? I've never seen ping pong doubles in my life. I don't know.
Maybe I'm misremembering this because it was Arizona and I was hot when I was watching it. But
no,
I'm
no,
fairly
you're
certain
probably
there
right.
Probably,
I'm saying you're right. I haven't seen it and I need it explained to me because I don't understand.
It's just they probably just two guys.
I thought they redo challengers, the right?
Uh-huh.
And but it's ping pong. And in the sauna scene, they just got the smallest dicks in the world. These are just guys. They're both.
Pete, what like, time is it?
I'm supposed to be intimidated. You coming in here waving your tiny little cock around them?
Summer is here, and it's summer is hot. If you're squishing when you're sitting, it's time for dry, quick underwear from Pair of Thieves.
Show them the
wow.
underwear.
Look at these. These are dry, quick underwear from Pair of Thieves.
Adam, respect the product, please.
Here.
Don't do that.
What do you think about this? Shut up, dude. Let's run that again.
Man, the guy on the box has a huge penis.
Let me see his cock.
Look at this tiny man with the massive penis. Hold on. Look at his penis. Look
he's
at his
stuffing. In my version of challenge.
They really did get a big dick guy for this. This is a...
Look at the size. Yes, yeah, the same guy.
You really see the print, too, on the back of the box. So if you guys are interested...
And he's doing karaoke, and he's just got...
his cowboy hat. He's doing he karaoke. He can do whatever he wants with that.
He's
penis.
Wearing a fucking, Pharrell, like a Park Ranger hat, and his cock looks amazing in this dry, quick...
I don't know. Those could be his balls stacked together.
Look at this guy.
It could
dick.
Be one of his balls stacked in front of the other one.
I tell you who's not going to dry quick is the ladies when they see this man.
Yeah,
there you go.
Gonna be
yeah.
gushing.
With basic underwear, you can expect a sweaty, soggy yeah. situation in
it
your shorts.
It comes with a picture for your wife to masturbate to. Every box.
Escape basic and embrace greatness with Pair of Thieves dry underwear. Quick dry underwear with Action Flex is engineered to keep you dry, fresh, and comfortable all day long. Guys, Pair of Thieves, escape basic. Go to pairofthieves.com today. Get 25% off your first order. 25% off your first order at pairofthieves.com. Get 25%. It doesn't have a code, but I assume it's TAFS.
Three
this guy's
more
dick is amazing.
Performance products. We got the brief, the trunk, and the boxer brief.
They got long sleeve t-shirts. These look amazing. They got some.
They got green.
These That's shorts look awesome.
My favorite
How
color.
Does his penis look?
The snut. You don't see this guy's penis though.
What's the point?
These are lounge pants though, so I assume
quick dry lounge pants for when you've pissed yourself and you don't want to come out and have a big stain.
I do that. I've been going on stage with piss on the front of my pants.
What, are you trying to give yourself a handicap to make stand-up a little more difficult?
I just don't care anymore.
No, it's funny.
It's just, I don't, I'll piss and I'll put my dick away too early.
You didn't
and
shake.
There's just piss all over my pants. And I'm like, hey, everybody.
What a power move. That's a good move.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody came up to me in Dallas and was like, we could see your penis the entire show. Man. And I said, I don't care.
I had a flight in Austin and I did that at the airport and someone wanted to take a photo with me and I looked at the photo and I had a huge, great big piss stain on the trousers.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hopefully that's, I tried to hold the shirt over it, but I didn't make it.
How old are you?
33.
Okay. Give it another year or two. You'll stop caring.
If I get these quick dry underpants, I'm going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah. That's what you need.
Where does
it
evaporate to if you have a layer of trousers on top of the underpants? Do you just...
No one knows.
Does it soak the trousers? Don't you want the underpants to hold the liquid in?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how liquids work. I never took that class.
Yes. Lots of salt.
I don't feel like humans should have liquid waste. It seems dumb.
It should all be poo.
That you have two different excretion systems, one's for solid and one's for liquids.
Yeah. It should be one system.
Yeah, you should poop out of your cock.
Well, so that you only have a gas on one of them.
Can you imagine how violent society would be if men didn't have an asshole and you just shat out of your dick? There would be no risk to prison. There would be none. It'd be like they'd come to the FBI would come to my house and say, we're sending you to jail for 45 years. I'd say, fine, great. Pay for my bed.
Make my day.
No, they don't want to shit.
I'll fill it with manga.
They don't want to shit down your mouth with their big shit penises.
Well, then
my misunderstanding? It's still orifices and a need to ejaculate.
He's talking about his socialist utopia right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in prison?
Nick's big. He's
yeah. Well, that's what a socialist utopia is a prison filled with manga.
Manga and poop coming out of your dick. Makes sense to me, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have that over there in Australia.
Mango and poop coming out of the dick?
Yeah, manga. Yeah.
I bet there is a man who has to shit out of his dick.
If they have gaming at the Olympics, they should literally have a pissing contest. Now the term pissing contest has lost its weight.
It's totally
because
true.
Because of how we've degraded what we compete in.
I wonder how...
And you know what I blame? The entertainment industry in the 1980s. They made all of these movies about how you can be the best at all of these dog shit things.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
We've got pissing.
They had to make stuff up.
That's true.
Fucking over the top. The guy, always the best arm wrestler in the world.
Yeah. Everyone's on steroids, too, in those days. Yeah.
If you don't have over the top, you don't have fidget spinners. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, you don't have... you glorify things that are stupid, that should not be subject to competition ever. And then it opens the floodgates. And now a guy's like, well, I'm the best at Rubik's Cube. No, it's a puzzle for children. There's no way you can't be the best at it because it's for babies.
Russia is starting slapping across the face as a sport.
No,
have you seen those videos?
Well, Dana White, that's his second competition. He owns the UFC and Power Slap.
And Slap, yeah.
Slapping competition.
Power Slap?
Just getting, there's a slap. But you see, Russians are really good at it.
Someone showed me
a lot of videos with a racial subtext.
There's a new fighting tournament of it's men on women fighting. And it's one man having to fight two ladies.
Chicks?
Yeah. I think it's a Belarusian league. And
finally.
It's very confronting. Because
mm-hmm.
the man still does just win.
I want to start a UFC where you have a ring, right?
Okay.
And then there's no weight classes. Well, there are weight classes, but the weight classes are like there's big fat guys.
Okay.
And then men of smaller stature who are maybe kind of lithe and they can move around quickly.
Ninja style. Yeah.
And so the ring is a big circle.
Yeah.
And then on the top, there's a walkway. And the fat guy has to jump off and try and land on the smaller guy.
Nice.
Right. And the smaller guy, all he has to do is...
Survive that first blow.
And the fat guy will die naturally.
I like that.
Every time. But they're called enforcers.
Well, this is bullfighting.
Yeah.
But with people.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe number one.
Just, and then it's also the small guy is Spanish and he's dressed like a pimp.
I like that. Get a bear, put him on a stake, have two dogs try and fight the bear.
Yeah, yeah.
This is real entertainment.
Well, you probably know about English blood sports. You seem to be...
Only that one. Only because there's a Shakespeare where someone is pursued by a bear. Because a bear would get out from next door. But that was the big attraction, was the two dogs fighting a bear.
Two dogs fighting a bear.
And if that was full, you'd go and watch Macbeth.
Yeah, there's a
before the play they'd have that?
Wikipedia. Next to it. That was the competitor.
There was an excerpt on Wikipedia about one of those where they had a chimpanzee tied to the back of a donkey.
Nice.
And then they sick dogs on it. And
okay,
then,
that's nice.
And, but then chimpanzee just started just punching the dog in the head. And
so
then,
the chimpanzee could win the fight?
Well, I guess...
They're very strong, apparently.
Yeah, it was supposed to be that the chimp and the donkey were on a team versus... the but it just sort of turned into everyone against the donkey for their own reasons.
Yeah, the story really, of Israel. We've purged animal fighting. We've purged animal fighting, which is sad. The Japanese have still got dog fighting. Mm-hmm. In, I've read a lot about that on Wikipedia.
I would like to see one of those Japanese spider crabs versus a battle bot.
What is that?
Yeah, you've never seen them?
No.
You've probably eaten them.
Are they huge?
They're big massive. Hands. They got big legs. They're like an H.G. Wells kind of...
They're scary.
Alien. Yeah. They have them at the aquarium. They have one just sitting...
I've never been to that aquarium.
They also just have them in Chinatown that you can buy and eat. That's the very funny thing about New York, is that within the same city confines, you can go see an animal that's being preserved.
Yes.
You know, by like a conservation society. And then you can go to a neighborhood over and you can eat that animal.
But I tell you, if you go to Central Park and you take a duck and you hang it up by its neck, people will be very upset. There was a man, we have ibises in Australia. We call them bin chickens is the other term. They're like birds with a large...
They're like sort of crane-like.
They are crane-like. Yeah. And in some states, you're allowed to kill and eat them on the street. And in some states, you are not. But there was a Vietnamese man in Sydney who was on the news. And he was saying, this is fine where I'm from. You're allowed to just kill these birds. And then they revealed that was Queensland, which was 50 kilometers up the road. Yeah, it wasn't in Vietnam.
Everyone's just imagining the jungle, just Huey helicopters overhead. And he's like, oh, fuck. Nah. Gotta get dinner made before the
napalm. Can you poach any game in a city in America?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, certainly not in New York City, I don't think.
Well, there are a lot of Chinese guys fish off the like piers, and there's signs that say that these fish are radioactive. Please do not eat them. But the Chinese guys still do it. Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, strong men.
Much respect.
Strong guys. It's cool. We could get, like, frogs to eat.
Yeah.
Like, within 20 minutes after we do this podcast.
There are rats everywhere?
Yeah. No.
Oh, there was a man on the subway who was asking for money for food. It was very... I know that's a normal thing here, but...
Oh, yeah. The way they keep the frogs, too, is hilarious. In the Chinese grocery store, they're all just in a big bucket.
Well, you can just go and buy the frogs.
Yeah, we can go get a bucket of frogs after this.
I thought you meant running around.
15 minutes, we get a bucket of frogs for you. Well, take that, Austin.
That's very kind, but I will.
Are you charmed by that? Are you like, wow, the big apple?
I mean, we've got kangaroo tails you can buy sometimes in convenience stores.
Where, in Austin?
In Australia.
Oh, never mind.
No, none of that here.
And then what do? You cut it up like a catered sandwich?
I think Aboriginal people will eat them in the park.
Oh, okay.
Make a big fire. I've only heard about that as a myth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if we have any... frogs in a bucket is upsetting. We do have...
I think it's cool.
Seemingly, the health and safety rules for the Chinese groceries do not apply. No
they
one is going in there and making
that happen.
They kind
of have their own world in China.
Just a big bucket of tongues.
I remember the New York Times did like an expose on the fucking like the nail salon industry in Chinatown because... A lot of the Chinese families that come over, they're basically indentured servants.
Sure.
They come over, they get like a little tenement apartment, and they can live in it rent-free for like 10 years, as long as the dad usually will get on a bus every morning and go to fucking Pennsylvania and work in a kitchen in a Chinese restaurant for free.
Okay.
And so they have like the living situation, but they get paid nothing. The wife will work at like a nail salon and they get paid like
$3
like $11 a day.
Nothing.
You know, like nothing. And they did a big report on it. If I'm remembering correctly, I might not be, but they did a big report on it and exposed all these places. And then it was like, okay, well, the city came in and shut them down, and now they have no income, and they like fucked up this like this economy that exists there. But yeah, they don't have rules. They just do whatever they want. They're like living in like the 1800s.
It is impressive though, because the rest of the city gets gentrified and they hang on. Like they're immovable, the Chinese in Chinatown. It's kind of
cool. There are businesses that no one else will. No one else is running a nail salon.
Yeah.
No one else is running a massage parlor. They're always Asian rub and tugs. There's no white shunky massage parlors
I go to white blue collar rub and tugs.
Just a callous decent hands. Made in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if they had that, you had that in Bed-Stuy?
Yeah.
You like went to a place and it was like, you know, like a black entrepreneur.
So rub.
Like, yeah, the guy that has like a master's degree, he has like an MBA.
Yeah.
And he's just jacking you on.
It's a black owned business.
Yeah.
It's a family owned business.
He's like, so what do you do for work?
Pete, is it time? All right, let's do it.
Also, before this, again? I mentioned I will be in Irvine, California at the Irvine Improv, September, I think, 21st, sometime in September. You go to my website, you can buy tickets. We got to move those tickets, folks, please. If you know somebody in Orange County, this is probably the last time we'll be doing Orange County because those are big rooms, and we got to see if we can fill this one decent in a decent way. So, yeah, mall.dog/live-shows. Or you just go to my website and click on shows, and then it's there. You can purchase tickets. But please come out. Third week in September, I think. Third or second week in September.
You keep talking about this like you're managing decline.
Yeah, like
a failing
this
is the
business.
Last time I do the big room.
Well, that room
you
is...
You could have big things in the future.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that room. It's that seems like it may be a bit
the
of
The Irvine Improv is
it's
huge.
It's massive.
How big is that?
It's like 660
there are mini
seats.
In the back because you can't like see the stage. Like it's too far. It's like a stadium.
Just take this. You've got strong level of fame and celebrity.
No.
Just flip that with a scandal into the next
room. There's
about
11 people listening right now.
Mm.
And they're friends and family.
Everyone who liked the old show.
I've listened to this show.
Is dead.
Is it just me?
Yeah,
am
they
I
all
the only
died.
One hanging on?
They all OD'd or killed.
Yeah, they're
themselves.
All. Yeah.
Also, guys, due to massive demand, there's a fourth show added in London on the 21st of September. Please come out. I would love to see you guys there. If you haven't gotten a ticket, I'm really excited to go to London. Should be fun. Sam Campbell is going to be on those shows on the 21st.
That's great. He's a sweet
great
boy.
Comedian from Australia as well.
James Donald Force McCann, Catamaran Plan. Wow.
And good where are you going to take it out on Lake Travis?
I thought it would be fun to sail around the world back home to Australia the opposite direction.
Oh, okay. So you're going to down kill through. Yourself, basically.
Yeah. This is a very ostentatious suicide that I'm planning.
Lost at sea.
That was my favorite. I loved that at the end of Band of Brothers. Have you ever watched that show?
Not to the end.
At the very end, the last episode, they have them all playing a baseball game. They do like a Sandlot ending.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like telling about what happened to everybody. And some of them are like, oh, he went home and he managed a general store for 40
lumber
years.
Company,
but then one
yeah.
of them is like, he got on a boat. And no one ever saw him again. And it's like, well, he killed himself.
I remember this.
I don't
have you seen American Graffiti?
No, I haven't.
It's a nice movie about young men in cars. Yeah. And then out of nowhere, it's like, and they died in Vietnam. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Vietnam was coming along.
All right, guys, we want to talk to you guys about, what is it? What the hell is this for? Oh, a razor. Some sort of...
Harry's razors.
Okay, it happened to all of us, but getting ripped off is no joke, especially when razors are involved. That sounds scary. The people at Harry's were tired of seeing everyday people paying way too much for low-quality shaving products, so they found a way to make beautifully designed razors without laughably high prices.
These are actual
prices.
Actual razors.
Let me
tell you.
Target for like $19.
No, these are actually good ones.
These are, yeah, in the podcast world, there is a lot of sponsors that deal with the business of removing hair from men.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these companies, they sell electric razors, right? Then Harry's is the one they still got. It's blades.
You go close shave for the ladies, which they ladies all agree. 98% of ladies agree they want it with a blade.
What?
Yeah,
that's a statistic that they're putting forward.
I just made it up, but okay.
Good. That sounded like a lie,
guys. Harry's was tired of seeing everyday people getting ripped off. I already said that. So get better designed and better value grooming products made by a company that forged their own path in the grooming industry. Ooh. All right. So
that's the good kind of the grooming industry.
These are German engineered blades. And
you can shave your dog with these.
That's true. German engineered blades.
I was talking about
factory.
Well, that kind of grooming.
And they stay sharp longer. German engineered. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. The crap you were talking about from the store. This is half. So shut up. All right. All right. Let's get a five blade.
I was thinking about starting getting into shaving my face. Harry should send us some stuff because I don't.
They may have. I don't know.
I trim, but like I don't ever. I've never had a daily shaving. Or I guess I used to, but I don't. I don't.
I can't.
Maybe
I'll
let you. Maybe I'll let Nick shave me on the show.
But shaving every day with an electric razor is like it's just it irritates your skin. It fucks your
small bits of hair all over the skin.
Yeah. I'm like a once every 4 days kind of thing.
Harry's has five blade razors. That's crazy. Weighted handles, foaming shave gels, and a travel cover just for $3 at harrys.com/TAFS. So they have a full line of grooming products. You can lather, you can shave, you can soften your body.
Soften your body?
You have scents like Redwood, Wildlands, and Stone.
Stone scent?
Stone.
Perfect.
Girls love a stone.
It's funny because it's the last word in the sentence.
Stone. That's what does a stone smell like? It smells great, I think.
Check
I bet.
This out. They got three colors. They have red, yellow, and blue.
But blue is not a...
You think blue is the funniest
word
in the
sentence?
Stone
is not a scent that you can imagine.
Last one.
Oh my God! Okay,
green
so
would have been
it's got the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry. No risk trial. You don't like your shave? No worries. It's on.
Well, there
them.
Is a risk. You could cut your penis off. By
yeah, it's blade.
Do you know what I think does
you
have the highest satisfaction? Highest satisfaction in the shaving industry. Uh-huh. You're in the Old West. There's a beautiful woman there. You're on your porch. You're all leathered up. Uh-huh. She's got a straight razor. You're talking about how you're going to have to go off and find that little boy who's lost in the woods.
Yeah.
She wants to make sure you look right before you head out on there on your own. Uh-huh. Gee, that'd be satisfying. Fine.
Yeah, there's also the beginning of Gangs of New York when he shaves his face and then
it's
gives
cool.
the razor to his son and he goes, "No, you leave the blood on the blade," which you
what?
Don't do. You don't do that. It's for shaving your
it's
face.
It's a cool
it's,
line, though.
It's not a weapon. That's part of
the whole family dies of AIDS a few years later.
That's part of your daily routine. You should clean that off.
So get
you know,
started.
The original script of that movie is he's brushing his teeth. And then he hands the toothbrush to his son.
You leave the paste on.
Goes, don't clean it off. You leave the
blood.
The peanut M&M stay on the toothbrush.
So you get
so
started.
Everyone knows that I snack.
Handing his toilet paper onto his son. You leave the shit on the paper.
Yeah.
So guys, get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/TAFS. That's harrys.com/TAFS.
$13? That's crazy.
$3.
No, but $13 is the MSRP.
Set.
That's nothing.
It is nothing.
You can't buy. Do they know how worthless the United States dollar is right now?
Well, you get the $13 set for $3. That's really nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
It's an amazing deal, guys. Harrys.com/TAFS for the $3 trial set. Thanks a lot, Harry's. And we're back.
Is it called Harry's or Harry's?
Harry's, like a guy.
H-A-R-R?
Yeah, Harry. Yeah.
I was thinking Harry's would be a terrible name for a shaving company. You wouldn't trust that guy.
Yeah.
And so those sound different to you?
Harry. Harry, Harry. Yeah, they sound the same to me from you.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy. We're different people.
Yeah.
Across the aisles.
Yeah, but we're like kind of the same at the same time.
I know.
It's kind of beautiful, no?
I'm proud to be a part of the American Empire.
Yeah.
You like
moved
America?
You moved here at a bad time. You're
I feel
you're
so
buying,
much more comfortable
buying
with
very
it.
High.
Oh, no. Well, Austin, yes, but when I see garbage on the streets, I feel more relaxed. Australia is too clean. I feel like I'm not living up to our standards, but here I feel like
I feel
can
like that's
really
more of a New York thing, though. This is the only city that has that problem where we just don't know what to do with trash.
Oh, Austin has rubble.
Yeah.
I first moved to the Midwest. I moved to a little town just outside of Pittsburgh, and oh, it was just nice to see. You see a car wreck by the side of the road, and it's left there for months.
It was crazy in the 70s in New York. There would just be burned out cars on the West Side Highway. Just left there, just a fucking abandoned. And
I saw that in Dallas. Yeah. I saw just where people had made a bad turn off and the car was left there.
Just a skeleton of a car.
Yeah, but a tow truck's going to come by in an hour and take that away.
It's just that there's that many cars.
They just didn't have, they did not have any of that set up back in the 70s.
That's when the city was good. You should move here instead of Austin. Chill with me and Nick every day.
I am enjoying New York a lot.
I would say that.
I'm getting my steps up.
New York will outlast the United States. I believe that.
Yeah. We live in the United States of New York. We're New Yorkers first and foremost.
I'm yet to see anything I don't like, except that all the New Yorkers seem burnt out by New York.
Go to China. Go to Chinatown. Go to Chinatown and get the full experience.
I've been to Chinatown.
What?
I went to Dimes Square.
You didn't need a bucket of frogs.
Dimes Square was great. I was looking forward to seeing people baptizing each other. That wasn't happening.
That doesn't. Dimes Square is a carve out. They took that away. You say it can't be gentrified, but they took Dimes Square away from the Chinese.
Well, that was always kind of the Lower East Side. A little bit.
What was? Dimes
like,
Square?
By that park was always kind of like...
Division?
It wasn't so Chinese.
Division and was that Essex?
It's
by Mission Chinese.
Yeah, yeah, that park. Whatever
it's
called.
That, when I lived there, there was no... That wasn't like... There was no Dimes Square.
Right. It's
this is an invented...
Yeah, by the Red Scare podcast.
It started in like 2014.
I read an article about it in The New Yorker by
there
Julia
Yost.
There
are a lot
Yost,
of great articles. There are a lot of really good articles about it. Like maybe
a block
2000.
Where people hang out and then fucking post on Instagram.
It's three bars, basically.
No, that was what I took away
from
it.
And they write 75,000 articles about three bars.
Captured the nation's imagination.
It's really...
Young conservative Catholics who are sexy.
It's really...
Insane.
It's the dawning of the age of Aquarius over there. It's really... It's like Haight-Ashbury 1968, you know?
I just ate a bad salad and I moved on, but...
Mm-hmm. Yep, they got bad salad. They have sluts.
I like that the choking sign that you have to have in every restaurant here.
Oh, yeah.
They've done it by hand.
With the Asian guy.
That
I like the one with the Asian guy.
Is it an Asian guy?
I like the one with the Asian guy.
The Wiki Hao Asian guy, and he's getting the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I assume it's his wife, too. It's a lady giving it to him. And it's in a very loving manner. I've always projected that
onto
it.
It's so funny that even has a name. Is that there was a guy
the
named Heimlich,
guy?
Presumably, that was like, oh, if somebody's got food stuck in their throat, maybe try squeezing them. And they're like, that's genius.
He's just waiting for a man to choke so he can say, time for the maneuver.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I assume it took him a while to get it right.
Yeah, Heimlich probably. Himmler was his
Why
name.
Why don't we remember the good things he
we
did?
We don't remember the good things.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Mass every week?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
What type? Latin or English?
If I can... Latin, yeah.
Do you understand the words, though?
Now, more or less.
It's kind of like synagogue, because I don't know what the hell they were ever saying. It was
yeah,
just
which is nice, because when it's in English, you go, this
but
is
you
very
don't
silly
listen
and
to
I don't
people.
Believe
Even
anymore.
Even if they were speaking English, you'd be like...
Yeah, but it's a stupid language. Yeah. Like, it's not even... I wouldn't even have the option, you know? But like Latin Mass strikes me as the same kind of thing, where it's just you someone's saying gibberish to you. And
but
you're
there's
like,
only
that's
like
nice.
20
when
Latin words.
And they don't change. They're the same most of the time.
Yeah.
But then they'll say, you know.
Spiritu Sancto. Sancto, yeah.
When they go, you know, like, God, you are so beautiful and strong. And then I'm thinking about shampoo
and this
all
guy.
The advertisements that have done it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That guy's dick. Wow.
I don't know. Have you had a close-up on the man's... I mean, he's also singing into a microphone with a cowboy hat. Can you see that?
I want to fuck.
He's so skinny.
It looks so good.
I'm trying to lose weight.
Are you?
Why?
I've been on the... Well, really, I'm trying to take care of my fucking... My cardiovascular health, which I've never really put much of a serious effort into. But
sure.
I'm like, I'm getting...
Are you worried that the nicotine is going to give you a heart attack? This is my current big concern.
No, I don't really give a fuck about that. But it's like the... it's up to, you know, you pick your battles, I guess. No, I mean, I can't, like, even... I would be like getting up off the couch, I'd be winded walking to the fucking bathroom.
You just want to feel strong as you go around your...
I don't want to... Yeah, I don't want to feel like everything is an endeavor. Like, getting up... Because it's at the point where I'm somehow gaining weight and not eating because I can't, like... I'm like, I got to make breakfast. And I'm like, I just can't get up.
This sounds like depression rather
than
unfitness.
Yeah, it sounds like depression.
Unfitness.
Well, I feel pretty okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think it's that. I think it's...
Is there a wasting? You're saying that getting out of bed and going to make breakfast feels like an exhausting...
I think because I've spent most of the last 6 years... I mean, like, we became podcasters.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, I used to work jobs where I'd be on my feet and I have to be moving around.
No, I understand, yeah.
And then that got removed and then it's like I do nothing. I mean, I would lift weights, but that's like a different kind of exercise.
Sad. Your podcast goes well enough to not have a job and you go, my job has been removed from me.
Well, I mean...
They've taken my
motion,
job.
We're going to
talk about the dangers.
All right, you just get a couple. You do treadmills in the studio. Get rid of the chairs.
Like
the podcast
like,
live.
Okay, go.
Exercise bike.
I got an exercise bike, but I didn't really know how to... I've never really understood how, like, cardiovascular. I never had an interest. I've always hated running. Cardio has always been like math to me, where it's like
the heartbeat has to be at a certain number.
I don't mean literally like math. I mean, in like, I remember in school, other things I would enjoy. I would enjoy learning other things.
Yeah.
But having to do math problems was like mentally exhausting. I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that. I don't want to think about numbers. It doesn't bring me pleasure. It's like exerting force with my head, and I don't like doing it.
You may have to find a cardiovascular activity that you love and forget that
I got into the indoor cycling now.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with. The last 2 weeks I've been able to do it because I just did the bare minimum amount of research into how you structure the workout so that you can see progress. Because anytime I've done cardio in the past, it's been like you just got to get your heart rate up just to give your heart a workout. But if I can't quantify it in any way.
If you can't get better.
If I don't understand what I'm doing, then it's like this is just, it makes me, I'm just making myself uncomfortable for a brief period of time. But
you figured it out? You know how to cycle to better?
Yeah, there's like anything else, there's, you know, I mean, it's like the same thing if you don't know anything about lifting weights and you get into lifting weights and you just fuck around and do whatever and you never get any stronger. It's like, why am I doing this? You know, but if you understand programming and how it works and it's, you know, like.
Look, I support that. I just don't know. I mean, cycling indoors sounds really boring.
Well, you put a movie on, you watch the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't watch like a gay guy yelling at you about positivity and stuff?
No, no. I tried doing that for a while. I would do the Apple Fitness
like
workouts.
Like the spin class guys.
But then
that beautiful lady with the ponytail who's on the
They're like unstructured. They don't, it's basically, it's just like a HIIT workout every time. So you're not going to, like,
I thought you told me you hurt your penis from indoor cycling.
I have. Every time it goes numb and cold. And I don't know...
We're tucking it under
the leg. You got cold dick.
I don't know what happened, but I don't, you know, and you see online, they're like, oh, well, you need a different kind of seat. And I'm like, look, I'm not going to fucking
take a seat.
Either this is good.
I'll just get the numb dick.
Fine. It's fine. I don't
take the numb
dick. How long are these cycles going for? You numb the penis?
An hour to 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you then translate to cycling outdoors? Do you go up?
I have a bike, but it's like, it's for going places, you know.
Ah.
I'm scared to bike because I now know two people that have died getting hit.
I'm sorry.
In New York City. One was a comic that we loved.
I heard about him.
Yeah. It's scary. I haven't been on a bike since I heard that.
I was looking forward to cycling without a helmet in America, and then I've heard about that.
In Miami, you can motorcycle without a helmet. So sick.
Like Terminator.
Guys are on like crotch rockets, just like wasted, like with cocaine smeared on their
faces.
I
love this country.
It's a great country.
Did you see that Israeli diplomat's son that fucking like ran over a cop on his motorcycle?
No.
And the judge was like, we'll let him go back to Israel. They just dropped all the charges.
He killed a cop, though. I mean, he might have been doing it for...
He ran over a cop on his bike. He didn't kill him, but...
He might have been doing it for, like, you know, ACAB kind of style.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That was it.
He did it for ACAB.
On his motorcycle?
Yeah.
He collided with a policeman on a motorcycle, and they let him go.
They just let him go
diplomats,
back to Israel.
They let his people go.
Have you not seen fucking Lethal Weapon 2? Diplomatic immunity, dude.
I never watched Lethal Weapon 2, but I do know that line from it.
Diplomatic... the bad guys are Afrikaners.
I've got diplomatic immunity.
I've got diplomatic
immunity. How about a movie called Urethral Weapon?
Yeah, okay.
Hold on.
The guy
hello.
That,
I'll hear
pisses
you out.
His pants when the bad guys...
When Mel gets a little older, that's
gets
what...
in, he's like, I might go fucking crazy.
I'm
and
too
he
old
starts pissing himself.
Then
he starts pissing himself. They're like, this guy's loco.
And his powers disappear
he's
and
crazy.
He doesn't know why.
This guy's loco, Neo.
I want to tell you guys about one more thing.
That's what I like is like the brothers Tank and Dozer. Everyone else is either Maori or black, and then the one guy, the computer guy, is Mexican.
Yeah,
he's like you're loco, Neo. The rest of them are like Uga Chaka, Uga, you know, whatever. I can't find you know whatever their language.
Deep
is.
Inside of me.
And they're like, well, how are they brothers?
Oh, man.
I don't.
I've always liked to think about that song that they recorded it. Fully and beautifully, and then left the studio. And one guy stayed up late and was like, "I'm going to put some Ooga Chuggas in the front."
Oh yeah,
and they released it to the radio, and they're like, "The song's on the radio." Yeah. And they tune in, Ooga Chugga, and they turn off. They go, "What the fuck did you do?" And
we Tom Jones is pissed.
Yeah.
You fucked up my song.
Is Tom
what
Jones
the hell is this?
Song?
I think it's Tom Jones, is it?
No, it's a Swedish group.
Hooked on a Feeling.
Yeah,
I'm
sure
Tom
it's,
Jones.
It's a blue Swedish group.
Blues? The Blue Man? No.
Can we look it up?
You want to learn a new language, James?
Nah, I tried getting Duolingo. I couldn't do it. It was too encouraging. I deleted it yesterday.
Yeah, Duolingo is just a game. Anything. I don't think
Duolingo stinks, but Babbel is awesome.
Duolingo is like the like fucking, it's like a product of the tech industry being, you know, all this whole, like, you need to gamify everything. And then all
you're winning gems and hearts.
All
and
you got people to do is become addicted to trying to learn a language without them actually learning.
Well, then they can be much more annoying because you think, I want this to annoy me and give. As you go to remove it, it says remove Duolingo ? Mm-hmm. And then that just opens Duolingo again. They've added a special button.
Wow, yeah, it's like you're cursed. Well, guys, what's the best way to learn a language is to uproot your entire life. Yeah. That's right. Drop yourself in the middle of a new country and figure it out from there. But if you're not ready for that,
you're a pusshead.
You can still learn a language the next best way, which is from Babbel. So basically, Babbel is an immersion program to learn a new language. And a lot of people have. Do you have that on your bucket list?
Learning a new language?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the only thing on my bucket list is watching the film The Bucket List. Which I still haven't done it. Seen. I'm saving it for before I die. It's the last thing I want to do.
When you get into the Swiss euthanasia chamber, that's playing on the screen, and when it's over, the blade punctures your throat, back of the head.
The smile on your
before the machine slices you into a million pieces with razor blades.
The end credits are coming up. It fills with water.
Yeah, before the Swedish euthanasia pod slowly cooks you to death with acid.
It gets hotter during the course of it. Until
as it rips your penis off. It's Jack Nicholson being like, I've never had Italian cheesecake. Or whatever happens. I imagine.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what happens.
Yeah.
So, guys, guys, we're more than halfway through the year. Let's fast forward to the end. Did you check off your dream goals, or are you still daydreaming? That's kind of insane. I don't even know what that sentence means.
This guy didn't speak English. He should get Babbel.
If mastering a new language is on your list, Babbel is ready for you. So if you're tired of mystery pointing on a menu in a different country, now I get what they're saying. If you're tired of mystery pointing on a menu in a different language only to be served, snails.
I tell you, if I was doing the ad for a language learning service, I would want that copyright to be very tight.
Yeah, this is, it's a little bit of a wild ride, this one. But why not actually speak the language and order what you want? Because you don't need bugs or anything like that. So that's where Babbel comes in.
Snails are good, though.
Yeah, I love escargot.
Escargot is fucking great.
It's really good.
It's snails.
But just try it.
All right.
It's good, dude.
Everyone tells me it's great.
There's French restaurants all over the city. Just go in and get a plate. Get a little coffee. Try them. They're great.
Guys, Babbel's 10-minute lessons are quick, handcrafted by over 200 language experts, ready to get you talking your new language in 3 weeks. 3 weeks? That's no time at all, guys. Because talking is the key to really knowing any language. Designed by real people for having real conversations, Babbel gets you talking. Here's the deal, guys. We have a special limited time offer for our listeners. Right now, you get 60% off. That's a huge discount.
Whoa.
60% off for your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com.
They would say in Spanish, si siento des porcentacito. Not despacito. That's a decade old reference.
Fantástico.
Yeah.
Anyway, 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/TAFS. That's 60% off at babbel.com/TAFS, spelled BABBEL.com/TAFS.
BABBEL.com/children. For teacher child language.
BBL.com. Rules and restrictions.
Google, type in BBL children and sign your children up for language classes.
Rules and restrictions apply, guys.
Call the FBI. Ask them, I am looking for BBL children.
That'd be crazy to get your kid a BBL.
Yeah.
Just your 8-year-old dance moms.
We're getting her an ass. She's going to win this year. She needs a big, fat ass.
I'm getting my boy a BBL.
Yeah, if it was a trans child, that would be fine because that would help them be who they wanted to be. Obviously, in your own gender, having a BBL would be
You know what I was thinking
wrong,
about? You know what would be a fun movie? Is like a,
BBL children?
No, no, no. It's like Stephen Hawking. Kids. It's like Stephen Hawking. It's like a fictionalized account of Stephen Hawking. And then we find out that he actually wasn't really that good at math. And that he figured out if he pretended to be handicapped, he could have a computer with him all the time. And so then when people were talking math, he would just be like looking at the answers and the computer would do all the math for him and then be like, what if it's a million? And then people are like, he's right, it is a million.
And that would be great if instead of writing PhDs, he was just doing school fair shows of adding two numbers together quickly. That's the limit. They're like, do you want to join the PhD study at MIT?
Well,
no.
I mean, how do we know? He's the only famous mathematician that just is constantly attached to a computer. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, do we really know? It's also he had ALS for 100 years.
Yes. They do usually die quicker than
that. Yeah, it's like a 5-year thing.
Yeah, but he was getting the good medicine.
It's also,
definitely keeping him.
To be fair, with all the other people that have ALS, we never try attaching them to a computer. We kind of just let them die. You know what I mean? So maybe it's the computer was what saved Stephen Hawking. If you have ALS and you become like a vegetable, they just put you in a bed. Or you get a motorized wheelchair, but you don't get the computer that talks and says, hello,
I'm Macintosh.
They must
have also had a better computer at some point for him. Like, we figured out. Yeah. Text-to-speech, and he kept the bad voice on purpose.
Yeah. Well, that was his voice. It was part of his identity.
We should never be afraid to learn new things and to improve ourselves. He's shackled to the past. He's dead. Is he dead?
Thank God. Yeah, he just recently died. Yeah.
And he was on the island?
Yeah. He was, yeah.
Yeah. He was doing math for the kids. He was cheating.
Well, I mean, if they're going to be involved in the sex trade, they should at least get an education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
He was a good guy.
They should get their motherfucking degrees, them kids. Yeah.
Did we find out what happened to the kids? Did any of them go on to get, you know, good lives?
Like adopted by...
A lot of them sued Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and then the media kind of just basically just ignored those cases.
Sad.
Because they're like, Bill Clinton raped me, and they're like... Donald Trump is a fascist. We can't.
We have to stop him.
We got to stop. I mean, it's important. That is bad, but
yeah.
Did you hear about who was that? Did you hear about Al Gore on the island?
It seems like everyone went there.
Al Gore was on the island, and one of the girls testified about it, and they said, well, what did Al Gore do on the island? She said, he was a sweet man. He just wanted to hang out with his wife and go swimming.
Yeah.
And then he went home.
That makes sense.
But he didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, it's just him chatting with Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I invented that. Stephen Hawking's like, I know for a fact that you did not. And then that's how Stephen Hawking died.
Are you enjoying watching our election right now as a foreigner in a strange land?
Yeah, I was enjoying it. I left just before Trump got shot. It looked like that was a good time to go.
Feels like people forgot about that after like 2 days.
It was the same issue of Time magazine, was Trump got shot and Kamala is a bossy
pants.
Number one lady. I don't understand Kamala.
Why?
There's nothing to understand, really.
Yeah. She's like, I mean, that's why I think the turn was so effective, at least in the first like 2 weeks.
Sure.
Is because Kamala is like essentially hollow. There's nothing there. Even the baggage included, you're like, you know, you hear all the stories about her as a prosecutor and fucking hiding evidence and putting people in jail for marijuana. And it's like, but... Does she even believe in that? You know what I mean?
It's hard to tell.
It's like it's
you
just,
can't really paint her as a radical because you don't think of her.
Yeah, so like Joe's out, Kamala's in, and then people can think whatever they want about Kamala Harris because we don't really have that much exposure to her.
I think that's probably good for America going forward. If you're going to have a bureaucracy running the show, just have a nice, likable, nothing person.
No, people are going to be really mean to her.
Yeah, but then in that case, it should just be like a mask guy.
You
should split up the power at the top of the executive branch, and we should have a head of state, and then we should have a prime minister and a president, and the head of state, it could even be a fictional character, right? It could be Kenny Powers.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
All I'm saying is give that head of state a crown, never get rid of them, give them a big chair. Give him a special song.
Yeah, we need a throne.
monarchy.
But George Washington, they wanted to call him your Majesty, and yeah. he was like, "We're Mr. not going to do that shit. We're not going to do that shit."
I'm being won over watching the John Adams thing. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican spirit.
It's cool that it's Giamatti also.
Yeah. He's the man.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've seen him in anything else
really?
That I can remember. I'm trying to think of one other Paul Giamatti picture.
Oh, he's awesome.
Sideways, probably yeah. most famous.
You got to watch Sideways. That's a For the Fellas movie.
All right.
Yeah.
I got it mixed up with Adaptation for some reason. I thought I'd watched it and I hadn't. He seems great.
Sideways, yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, he's always
he's in that line of like of unattractive rope. Little men who are like the My Dinner with Andre guy who was in The Princess
Wallace,
Bride.
Wally Shawn, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi.
He's great.
Yeah.
Dinner with Andre is such a good movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
You it's, could it's make that for $20,000.
You could make it, but that's the other thing is because it's like it's clearly... It wouldn't cost a lot to make.
Yeah.
It's deceptive how much of a risk that movie is. Because it's one scene. It's one conversation. If it... Like, to maintain somebody's interest for that long...
Yes.
In such a limited space is, like, such an endeavor.
I mean, it had worked with plays for a long time.
Yeah.
To do it there.
There's All that right. Nixon movie where it's just the one... Secret Honor. Yeah.
It's kind of like making like a three ingredient meal.
Yeah.
And then you look at it and you're like, well, how hard could it be? It's three ingredients. It's like, get somebody to eat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, and there's only one movie like that. Okay. My Dinner with Andre 2. You get the rights.
Yeah.
Action film. Uh-huh. Comes out of nowhere halfway mm-hmm. through.
I would like to see My Dinner with Andre, but written by an extremely stupid person. You know what I mean? So it's two guys
this
sitting
this is
there,
a good dinner.
Like, they get 7-Eleven used to have oatmeal, and they got rid of it. You know? And I don't know. I'm trying to think, why the hell would they... I'm buying it every fucking day.
Yeah.
You know?
You're only tipping 10%?
Yeah, just 2 hours.
You
got to
tip on that.
Just 2 hours of that. Why don't we just kill them?
I mean,
all
you have all the infrastructure
the
to make that happen.
The news is trying to get me
right
mad
now.
That there's no more bees. They're stinging people.
You could...
We should produce that.
Consider it. I was going to push for you
Let's cast it.
I think that's not a bad turn if you're getting sick of podcasting at any point.
We got to get like a firefighter from Staten Island. Just like a guy that's like, there are too many blacks on the jets. There's just a guy with the worst opinions in the world.
Cast yourselves.
A guy that's... Like,
save money.
A guy that calls into like New York sports radio. Like one of those guys who gets mad at like...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At Mike and the Mad Dog. Which is like a local, whatever, it doesn't matter.
No, you angry sportsman, who does he talk to? I mean, My Dinner with Andre, he's been out and had a beautiful mystic adventure.
A cop on leave for police adventure. Brutality.
I was thinking 18-year-old girl who's just been to India and found herself.
That's a good
and she
one.
She has to talk to the sports guy.
Yeah.
And they sit silently having nothing to discuss.
She's looking at her phone the whole movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I think it should be dumber than that. It should be a guy that just drove 2 hours to buy fireworks. And then he's coming back to meet his friend that, like, you know, works at a Batteries Plus.
Yeah, he had to go to Pennsylvania for fireworks because they got the good
the
ones
guy
there.
Working at the Batteries, he's, like, moved by his friend's adventure.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
I dream of going out there and getting them firework.
Yeah, let me tell you. The but I guess I'll never see cider it. Is fucking, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it.
Dude, they've got slot machines in the gas
Every time
in
he's
the gas
about
station.
To say something, he has to stop himself because he can't paint any kind of picture.
He doesn't
whatsoever.
Know the end of the sentence.
He can't quantify anything. Nothing. Dude, I had this. I made a spaghetti dinner the other night, and it was fucking... I mean, I can't... It was good. Let me say that.
You stretch that to 95 minutes. You send it to the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do it. So it could... The work of a weekend.
We have to make it a little queer, though, just so we could sell it in
the
Hollywood.
Gay waiter?
Yeah, a little gay. Yeah.
My Dinner with Andre's penis. And it's sort of hanging out of his pants. You only see it in
Dude, you're shitting at your dick.
And then it goes wide so that the waiter
That
comes
would be
over.
A good part of the movie if we have Nick's penis pooping segment.
Mm-hmm.
That'd knock out 15 minutes of dialogue.
Yeah.
Send me to jail. Mm-hmm.
Did we get through all the reads?
I think we did.
Good.
I got to piss so bad, actually.
Well, we still got 15 more minutes.
Do we?
We've done an hour and 15?
Yeah.
It flew by because we're having so much fun. Have you had fun?
I really appreciate it.
It's been a blast,
I don't know
my
that
boy.
I've done any... That was a terrible slap.
No, I think it was pretty good, actually.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, James.
Thank you for having me.
Check out James McCann's catamaran plan.
Extravaganza plan.
We did do a catamaran plan extravaganza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, how about just a vaganza?
A vaganza?
Let's not go crazy.